Why are businesses like HelloVet choosing Apple products and services?
So we started the business 2 years ago. We had a few people who were used to PCs, and this was their first foray into Macs. But it's been super smooth getting everyone onto those devices, and everyone seems really, really happy.
Find out how Mac can help you run and grow your business at apple.co/HelloVet.
Here's your afternoon TNB Tech Minute for Thursday, September 18th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. Microsoft said it's nearing completion on a $3.3 billion project in Wisconsin that it's calling the most advanced AI data center in the world. The data center is slated to be operational early next year. That's according to Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. He said the data center will initially be used to train OpenAI models. Smith also unveiled an additional $4 billion commitment from Microsoft for a second data center in the area of similar size and scope. Plus, we exclusively report that Meta has held discussions in recent months with a number of media companies, including Axel Springer, Fox Corp, and News Corp, about licensing their articles for use in its artificial intelligence tools. That's according to people familiar with the matter. The move marks a shift for Meta, which had recently lessened its focus on paying for and surfacing news content. Sources say some of the conversations are early and might not lead to any new deals. Fox and News Corp, the Wall Street Journal's parent company, share common ownership. Finally, Huawei plans to release new AI chips over the next 3 years. The first will be a new generation of its Ascend chips, seen as a potential challenger to NVIDIA's offerings in the country. It comes as NVIDIA faces more difficulty in doing business in China. Huawei plans to release the first of the new chips in the first few months of 2026. NVIDIA didn't immediately respond to a request for comment. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Friday's Tech News Briefing Podcast.